弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天我们有机会跟大家分享神的话。
Praise the Lord, we have opportunity to share with everybody God's word.
我今天要讲一个非常非常重要的一个问题。
I'm going to talk about a very important question.
在教会里头，特别是牧师不太敢讲这个道。
And in church, most of pastors is not willing to talk about this topic.
特别是现在常常在 TV 上有这些所谓 TV evangelist， 他们常常在电视上就叫大家奉献。
And particularly in the TV evangelists, they ask everybody for the offering on TV.
所以牧师不太敢讲，因为好像要钱，跟弟兄姐妹要钱。
So pastor doesn't want to talk about this one because he feel like he ask money from brothers and sisters.
但是我在真光教会15年，我可以说我没有拿教会一毛钱。
And but I have been in the church for 15 years, I did not.Ask any money from the church.
所以我讲的话是比较公正的。
So I will be fairly to talk to everybody.
其实你奉献或者不奉献跟我都没有任何关系。
Doesn't matter you do the offering or not, it has nothing to do with me.
这个信息是非常非常重要，因为在我们属灵的过成长中，这是非常非常重要一课。
This is a very important message. It's very important for our spiritual growth.
那我们先来看这个圣经。
So let's read the Bible first.
那是空的。OK， 马拉基书我念给大家听啊。万军之耶和华说：“从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。”你们却问我们如何才转向你呢？人岂可夺取神之物？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通国人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。”万军之耶和华说：“我必为你们斥责蝗虫，原文作吞噬者，不容它毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树。”在未熟之先也不掉果子。我们请 Yolanda 把从英文也读一下。
Malachi chapter 3 verses 7 to 11. Even since the time of your ancestor, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, say the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me.But you say, how are we robbing you in tithe and offering? You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbed me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that they may be food in my house. Test me in this, say the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven.And pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，求主现在与我们同在。
Our Heavenly Father, please be with us.
求主借着这段经文，你向我们说话。
Please talk to us through this Bible verses.
让我们能明白奉献的意思是什么。
So we understand what is the meaning of offering.
求主祝福在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless every single brother and sisters here.
也祝福真光教会。
And also bless the True Light Church.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
为什么要讲十一奉献呢？
Why do we want to talk about tithe?
因为这是我们一个基督徒属灵成长的一个非常非常的重要的一课。
Because this is a very important lesson about spiritual growth.
不但是我们个人的属灵的生活非常重要，而且是对教会的长远的发展也是非常必须的。
This is not only important for our spiritual life, and it's also the need for church long-term development.
可能有人就在心里想了，说，裘弟兄，你为什么不讲一些属灵的事呢？
Maybe somebody asks, why Brother Chu, you don't talk about other spiritual things?
其实在圣经里头钱，讲到钱是非常非常多的。
And in Bible, there are many places to talk about money.
圣经这边讲说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And the Bible verses say, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的心一直是在这个钱财的上面。
Because when your heart is in the money, in the treasure.
所以怪不得有一个传道人叫做 Adrian Rogers, 他就讲了这句话了。
So there's a pastor, Adrian Rogers, and he said this.
他说一个信仰如果没有影响到你的钱包的话，那可能这个信仰还没有到你的心里。
He said if a belief is not affected a faith that hasn't reached your wallet, probably hasn't reached your heart.
所以这个英文讲的就更直接了。
So it's more straightforward in English.
那么钱是对我们讲是非常非常重要的。
And money is very important for us.
那么在传道书这边讲啊，说摆设筵席是为喜笑，酒能使人快活，钱能叫万事应心。
And in the Ecclesiastes, say a feast is made from laughter. Why make life merry? And money is the answer for everything.
英文讲的就更清楚了。Money is the answer for everything.
In English is more clear. Money is the answer for everything.
在以前没有钱的时候，是以物换物的。
And before the money developer is they are exchanged by goods.
但是有了钱之后，这个钱就变成我们交换的一个媒介。
And when the money system got developed, and money become a medium for the exchanges.
所以没有钱的话，我们是很困难的。
So it's very difficult without money.
我们中国有一句话就俗话就是说，钱非万能。
And in Chinese, there's an old saying, money is not everything.
但是呢，却千万不能没有钱。
But you cannot live without it.
所以钱对我们这个人生是非常非常重要的。
So money is very important for our life.
神既然爱我们，他一定在圣经上有讲钱的问题的。
And because God loves us so much, He must talk about money in Bible.
就是光耶稣在新约的时候，我们就看他讲这个，用很多的金钱做财题材来讲道。
Jesus often use money to talk about to deliver the message.
在新约里头，你如果去看的话，可能每十节经文大概有一节就是跟钱有关。
In the New Testament, almost every 10 verses, there is one verse has something to do with money.
讲到信心的大概有五十节经文这样子。
And talk about the faith.
五百节，对不起。
Talk about faith, that's about 500 verses.
讲到祷告也有大概有五百节经文。
And also about 500 verses to talk about prayers.
那你知道有多少经文是跟钱有关的吗？
But do you know how many verses have something to do with money?
有2000个这个经文是都是跟圣经有关。
It's about 2000 verses has something to do with money.
那么比方说耶稣有一次在圣殿的时候看见有很多人在那边奉献。
And for example,one day Jesus looked a lot of people offering in the holy temple.
就有一个寡妇来，就把她这个生命养生的两个钱就丢在这个捐献的箱子里头。
And a widow put her two coins, which is for his living, into this offering box.
那么这个耶稣讲这个道的意思是在什么呢？
And what is the reason Jesus say about this story?
其实就是告诉我们一个基督徒对金钱的那看法。
And this is talk to us about how our view for a Christian's view of money.
然后你又记得耶稣基督讲 有一个不义的管家。
And do you also remember, Jesus talked about an unrighteous, the servant.
那这个不义管家呢，就没干什么好事，所以这个这个主人就把他 fire 掉。
And this unrighteous servant did not do something, did not do anything good, so the master wanted to fire him.
这个不义的管家就很聪明了，就马上把所有这些欠债的人啊，说哎你欠多少，就把他减半。
And so the servant become very smart, so he cut everybody's old money to half.
结果耶稣就讲说，这个人是非常这个聪明的人。
And so Jesus said this person is very wise.
因为他把别人的钱用到他以后的生活的依靠。
Because he used those money for his future.
所以耶稣就这样讲了。
So Jesus said this.
倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还要把那真实的钱财托付你们？
So Jesus says, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?
今天神给我们许多的金钱。
And God gave us a lot of money today.
如果我们在这些金钱上忠心的话，
if we are faithful for those money,
神会把更多的那些钱财要给我们。
God will give us more treasures.
那么又有一个这个少年的官，有钱的一个少年的官来见耶稣。
And also a young officer.
就问耶稣，我要怎么样行才能够得永生呢？
And the young officer went to see Jesus and asked, how do I get forever life?
耶稣说，你要守这个诫命。
And Jesus said, you have to obey the commandments.
这个人他说，我从小就守住了。
And he said, yeah, I did that since I was young.
可是耶稣就说了。
But Jesus said,
圣经讲说，耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸色就变了，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
Jesus looked at him and loved him.And say to him, one thing you lack, he say, go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
这个年轻的这个官他很有钱。
And the young officer, he was rich.
他有很多的财富。
He is wealthy.
但是很可惜。
But too bad.
是这些财富拥有他，不是他拥有财富。
Too bad those treasures own him. He doesn't own those treasures.
那么圣经又告诉我们说，贪财是万物之根。有人贪财，贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透。
And Bible also tells us, for the love of money is a root of all kind of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith.And pierce themselves with many griefs.
我们人的很多的问题，直接间接都是因为贪财而引起。
Many problem of a human being is because we love of money.
所以圣这个神用很多的钱财的这些经文来教导我们。
So Jesus used many verses about money to teach us.
要教导我们不但是怎么样去赚钱。
He wants to teach us now how to make money.
他教导我们怎么样去花这个赚来的钱。
And he also teaches us how to spend those money.
他也要教导我们怎么样能够存钱。
And he also teaches us how to save money.
他要也教导我们说，我们怎么样有这个钱财能够分享出去。
And how can we share our money?
那今天我要讲三点。
So there are three points I will talk about
today. 第一个就是十一奉献是神的命令。
And the first one is the tithe is the God's command.
第二就是我们奉献十一奉献的是奉献到教会里头来。
And the second is the tithe is for our church.
第三个就是我们如果十一奉献的话，我们是蒙福的。
And the third is the tithe is a blessing.
那么十一奉献是神的命令。
And it's God's command for tithe.
那么有人就讲这个十一奉献呢是旧约的律法里头规定的。
And some people say the tithe actually is from Old Testament.
前一阵子，我看了一个电影。
A while ago, I watched a movie.
这个电影呢，是讲这个右边这位医生。
And on the movie is talk about the one on the right.
他叫做 Ben Carson， 他是一个非常有名的脑精神的一个这个外科专家。
He's a doctor and his specialty is in the neuro system for the brain.
那么在左边的位置是演他的这个电影明星。
And the one on the left is the actor to play him.
那这位 Ben Carson 呢，他是一个非常好的基督徒。
Ben Carson is a very good Christian.
在医学界也是这是非常有名的。
And he's very famous in the medical field.
所以今年这个美国的个早祷会啊，就请他去演讲。
So this year the morning prayer, they in the United States invite him to speak.
那么我们都知道这个奥巴马他的想法就是这个有钱的人应该多出点钱，这个帮助没钱的人。
And the view of Obama is to, for the rich people to take out their money to help the poor.
这个演讲在这个 YouTube 上可以看，你们大家有兴趣可以看一看，
and the speech,
很有意思的。
The speech is in YouTube, so you can.
那么因为他是专家，就想要问他说，这 Obama Care 到底成不成功，会不会好
？And because he's a professional person, so people want to ask him, does the policy for the Obama's policy will that be successful?
那么他就批评这个 Obama 这个的问题。
And then he started criticize of Obama's.
其中有一个就是说。圣经里头有一个最好的一个例子。
And one of the example he gave is from Bible.
就是十一奉献。
And it's the tithe.
就是不管你是有钱的、没钱的、富翁、乞丐，都是十分之一。
It's about the tithe. Doesn't matter you are rich or you're poor. Everybody is give out the one tenth.
十一奉献是神设计给我们一个最好的一个方法。
And tithe is the best command that God give us.
那么有人讲这个是旧约的律法，我们新约的基督徒，我们是不是不需要这个 follow 了
？So some people say it's from the Old Testament. Maybe we are in the age of New Testament. We don't have to follow.
其实神这个十一奉献是老早从创世纪一直就启示出来的。
And actually, this one is all the way back to the Genesis till now.
第一个奉献，十一奉献是谁呢？就是亚伯拉罕。
And who's the first person give the tithe? Which is
Abraham. 亚伯拉罕他击败了五王四王之后，他就把所有的掳物就带回去，在路上的时候就遇见这个麦基洗德，他是神的至高的祭司。
And when Abraham he won the battle with the four kings, and then on the way home he met the Melchizedek.
那么然后这个亚伯拉罕就把十分之一的这个掳物、啊、就献给了这个麦基洗德了。
And then Abraham gave the one tenth of his what he get.
意思就是说还没有律法还没出来之前呢，亚伯拉罕就已经十一奉献了。
So the tithe is before the law.
所以十一奉献是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
So the tithe is begin with Abraham.
然后等到他的孙子雅各。
And till his grandson Jacob.
雅各骗了他爸爸，骗了他哥哥的长子名分之后，他就逃家了。
And when Jacob he cheat his brother and his father and then he left home.
他就到了一个当叫做伯特利的地方，他就在这边睡觉。
And then he went to Bethlehem and he sleep there.
在一个石头上睡觉。
He sleep on top of a rock.
就做了一个梦了。
And he got a dream.
醒来之后，他就想啊，原来神在这里。
And when he woke up, he said, Ah, God is here.
然后他就完了之后，他就做这样一个祷告。
And then after that, he made this prayer.
雅各许愿说，若我与我同神与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，身衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。我所立为的柱子的石头也必做神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And Jacob made a vow, and then he said, If God will be with me and will watching over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household. Then the Lord will be my God, and the stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give you a tithe.
所以亚伯拉罕开始十一奉献，他的孙子雅各呢，就继续照他祖父那样来行。
So starting with Abraham and then it's continued to Jacob.
一直等到摩西的时候，摩西就制定律法的时候，也规定。
So until the time of Moses, and then when he put the law together, and then he has the tithe.
所以地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。凡牛群、羊群中一切从帐下经过的，每地十支要归给耶和华为圣。
And Moses say a tithe of everything from the land.Whether grain from the soil or fruit from the tree belong to the Lord, it is holy to the Lord. Whoever will redeem any of their tithe must add a fifth of the value to it. Every tithe of the earth of flocks, every tenth animal that pass under the shepherd's rod will be holy to the Lord.
规定很清楚，是十分之一啊。
So it's very clear to say it's one tenth.
那我们最开始讲看这个马拉基书，也证实了，告诉我们说是十一奉献。
And it's also in the book of Malachi also tells us it's one tenth.
用旧约的这些是讲到十一奉献，耶稣基督来的时候也讲十一奉献。
Not only in Old Testament talk about the tithe, when Jesus came, he also said the same thing.
马太福音这边讲说，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重要的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行。这更重要的，你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
In the book of Matthew say, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spice, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matter of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
这边是在讲什么?
And what does this talk about?
这些犹太人他们是十一奉献，他们非常严守这个律法的。
And this is talk about those Jewish, they are follow the tithe.
但是耶稣讲说，你们更重要的你们都没有做。
And but Jesus say there are even important things you are not doing.
就是这个十一奉献呢，不是用来买通神的。
And that means this tithe is not to
bribe
God.
不是因为你十一奉献之后你就可以做些这个不好的事情。
It doesn't mean that after you tithe, you can do bad things.
反而是说这个十一奉献是开始。
And the tithe is the beginning.
圣经在新约的时候常常比这个旧约的要求还是更进一步更深一层。
And there are deeper requirements in the New Testament than Old Testament.
换句话说你要做。这些公义、怜悯等等这些事，是比十一奉献还要更重要。
And on the other word, you need to be righteousness, you have to mercy, and those are even more important than the tithe.
所以十一奉献只是开始，是我们属灵成长的一个最开始的一个步骤。
So tithe is only the beginning of the growth of our spiritual life.
所以我们看见圣经里头亚伯拉罕开始。奉献十一奉献。
So we see from the Bible is from Abraham he started the tithe.
雅各就继续奉献。
And Jacob continues.
摩西在律法上规定是神的命令。
And Moses ordered that.
马拉基书也证实这个十一奉献是神的命令。
And also Malachi, the book of Malachi also proves it's God's command.
耶稣我们的救主他也告诉我们说。我们要十一奉献，不但要十一奉献，而且要更要求更多。
And our Lord Jesus told us to tithe, and not only do that, and do even more.
我现在要大家想一个问题。
So I'd like to have everybody think about this.
就是我们得到这么多这些财富也好，什么智慧也好，这到底是谁的
？And so we whatever we earn and whatever the wisdoms we have, who does that belong to?
那么在这马拉基书这在这边有一段圣经是有点特殊奇特的。
And in the book of Malachi, there's a one verse are very special.
说人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是在你们当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
And for this special verse is in Malachi. It talks about where a mere mortal rob God, yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithe and offerings, you are under a curse. You hold nations because you are robbing me.
这一段圣经里头有三个夺取。
And in this verse talk about they use robs three times.
就是我们如果不奉献的话，神说你夺取我的供物。
So when we don't do the offering, we actually rob God.
你如果不这样的话，就咒诅就临到你的身上。
If you don't offer, and the curse will be come to upon you.
那我们一个基督徒，我们对十一奉献的态度是什么样
？So what should be your attitude for a Christian, about the tithe?
基本上有三种不同的态度。
And there are three different kind of attitude.
第二个态度就是说我用我的努力，我去赚钱，所以这些都是我的。
So the first one is I work hard, use my own wisdom to earn money, so everything belongs to me.
那么所以如果我愿意奉献，我就奉献。
So I share with God when I want to.
我奉献多少也是我的决定。
And it's up to me to decide how much I offer.
这是第一种的态度。
This is the first attitude.
第二种态度呢
？The second attitude.
我知道我必须要奉献十分之一。
And I know I have to tithe.
因为这是神的规定，神的命令。
Because this is God's command.
但是这个十分之一之以外，这个90%呢，是我的。
But other than the 1/10, the 90% are mine.
那我就爱怎么做，爱怎么花，是我的事。
And whatever way I want to use my 90% is my own business.
但真正我们需要有的态度就是
But the true attitude we should have
我们所有的都是神所有给我们的
Everything we own is from God
这一切都是属于神的
Everything belongs to God
只是神把这些所有的权现在交在我们的身上
It is only He gives those to us now
我们就必须要成为一个好的管家
So we need to be a right servant, a good servant
所以我们在金钱上我们要特别的谨慎。
So we need to be very careful about the money.
不是说我爱怎么样就怎么样。
It's not like whatever I want, then I do it.
当我准备要花一个大钱的时候
，Whenever I want to spend a lot of money,
我一定要问神说，这个我是不是应该要这样花
？I should ask God, should I spend this way?
我们对我们的经济，我们的花钱，我们应该常常到神面前来祷告。
We should pray a lot with how we spend our money.
所以我们就知道，从这些经文、这些故事里头，我们看见十一奉献是神的命令。
So from the story and the Bible verse, we know it's God's command.
但是你在基督教这个基督的这个这个基督徒的这个过程之中，你越久之后，你会发现神的命令其实是对我们是好的。
And the longer you become a Christian, then you the more you will know God's command is good for us.
神的命令不是要限制我们。
And His command is not to restrict us.
神的命令是让我们更好。
And His command is good will that us be even better.
所以第一个十一奉献是神的命令。
So the first is God's command for the tithe.
第二，这个奉献要奉献到哪里呢？就是奉献到教会里头。
And the second the tithe is to church.
万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮。”
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that they may be food in my house.
那么在旧约的时候，意思就是说，你要把这些供物啊，这些奉献带到圣殿去。
In the Old Testament, when they say this one, that means that you bring your offering to the holy temple.
那么圣殿呢，有一些库房。
And there's a storehouse in the holy temple.
这些谷类的就放在库房里头，这个羊牛呢就放在这个也是，它有另外一个地方放。
So it's separated by the herb and also by the grains and the animals.
那么今天我们的奉献要奉献到哪里呢
？And today, where should we do our offering?
就是 这个当地的教会。
That is the local church.
就是你参与的这个教会。
That is the church you belong to.
就是这个教会使你得到喂养的。
And that is the church who feeds you.
这个教会能够帮助你的这个教会。
That is also the church help you.
那有很多人喜欢把钱奉献给这个基督教的一些机构。
And some people like to offer to the organization of Christian.
但这些都是非常好的事情。
Those are very good.
但是这个应该是在十一奉献以后，你如果有能力，你就把这些钱奉献给这些你赞同他们的这个使命的这样的机构。
So this one should be like beyond the tithe. Is after the tithe and you use all the rest of money and then you can do the offering.
神给教会有一个使命。
And God has a command to the church.
就是要把耶稣基督的爱传出去，要把耶稣基督的大使命要完成。
That is to spread the love of God and also to accomplish His great commitment.
教会也有许多的事情要做，这些都是需要钱的。
And there are many things need to accomplish through church, and those are need finance support.
我们真光教会感谢主，在以前有许多的弟兄姐妹奉献了不少的钱。
And praise the Lord, the True Light Church, in the past, we have many offer a lot.
但是最近这一两年，这个教会常常都有赤字。
And but in the last couple years, we have been in red.
所以我们教会有很多的工作要做，我们需要大家一起来支持。
And there are many work we need to be done, and we need everybody's support.
如果我们教会一直在亏空，
And if we continue in red,
我们虽然是有一些积蓄，
even we have some saving,
但是有一天它可能会用光了。
And but we might spend all those saving.
那用光了以后，这个教会怎么办呢？
And what can we do after we spend all the money?
所以如果我们爱教会，这个教会长远的存在也必须要由我们来支持。
And because we love this church, so long-term existing for this church is also need our support.
我在真光教会最老就是我了。
And Brother Cho has been in the church longest time.
真光教会是我爱的教会。
And the church is a church he loved.
所以我觉得我有这个责任要跟弟兄姐妹，让弟兄姐妹知道教会是有需要的。
So I feel it's my responsibility to that everyone know there is a need for this church.
所以十一奉献是神的命令。
And so this is a command of God.
十一奉献要奉献到自己的教会里头。
And the tithe need to go to our local church.
最重要的，十一奉献其实是蒙福的。
The most important is blessed to tithe.
耶和华万军耶和华说：“你将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否以你们为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。”万军之耶和华说：“我必为你们斥责蝗虫，就是那个吞食者，不容他毁坏你的土产。你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之间也不掉果子。”
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, say the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven and pour out so much blessing that they will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, say the Lord Almighty.
所以说，如果你把十分之一全然送入这个库房的话，我就要敞开天上的窗户，要倾福于你，甚至无处可容。
And God said, you bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, then He will open the floodgate of heaven and blessing to you, and so you have no, then you won't have enough room to store them.
他说，你以此试试我。
The Lord said, use this to test me.
圣经里常常告诉我们说，我们不能够试探神。
And many places say we, in Bible say we should not test God.
但是在这边他说，你试试我。
And but in here, he asks us to test God.
这是一个没有条件的，让我们能够去试神的。
And this one is unconditioned for us to test God.
他说如果你把十分之一献上，我就要倾服于你。
And he say if you bring the tithe to offer the tithe and I will bless you.
甚至无处可容，就是你都受不了了。
And it's so to the point it's more than what you can receive.
不但如此，就是他在那个农业社会的，他要把那些天然灾害的这些东西都要斥责，那些所谓的吞食者啊，都不会来这个侵犯你。
And particularly back then, it's in the agricultural time, and so he will remove all the pests away from your crops.
今天神也告诉我们，讲说，你如果照着我的命令十分之一奉献的话，我要倾服于你。
And even today, God also tells us if we give the tithe, He will bless us.
而且在你的生活之中，有许多这些所谓吞食者，神会阻挡他们。
And also in our life, there are a lot of devourers, and God will block them.
今天我们有很多的费用要出。
And today we have a lot of expense.
但是神会让你那些费用减少。
And God will that those expense will reduce those expense.
现在我们来想一想。
So let's think about this.
我们如果十一奉献奉献神之后
，If we offer the tithe，
你就剩下九十了，是少了。
So you have 90%.
你如果不奉献呢，100%都是你的。
And if you don't offer, then you got 100%.
但是你100%的时候，是你在当老板。
And but when you have that 100%, you are your own boss.
你的智慧其实是很有限。
And your wisdom actually is limited.
但是你如果把十分之一送借捐给神之后，神是你的老板。
And if you give the one tenth to God, and God become your boss.
你是这个公司的股东。
And you become the stockholder.
但是这个老板呢是有智慧的老板。
And the boss is the wisdom.
那我们都懂啊，就说你比如说你买了个股份或者怎么样，不在乎你的这个 percentage 是多少。
And we all know it's not how much percent of stock you own.
最重要的是，这个饼如果越做越大，你就得的最多，是不是
？And the more important if the profit is big and then you get is bigger then you have bigger sharing.
比如说你现在。拥有这个 Apple 或者是 Google 的股票。
For example, if you have the stock of Apple and Google.
这个 Apple 跟 Google 越来越公司越来越大的时候。
And when Apple computer and Google are become bigger and bigger company.
那么你自然就得到这个利润就大了。
And then your stock the benefit from your stock is more.
如果我们真是能够信靠神，他说你来试试我，我将倾服于你，使你的不能够无处可容。
And if we can trust him, he asks us to test him, and then he will bless us, and then the blessing is so much there's no room for us to store.
好像你少了十分之一。
It looks like you have one tenth less.
事实上，你会得到更多。
But you will receive even more.
我是1979年受洗变成基督徒的。
Brother Chiu was baptized in 1979.
那么神带领我们走了一个很奇妙的路。
And God lead us a very, very wonderful way.
1980年初的时候，我们就到了 Oregon 去了。
We went to Oregon in 1980s.
到了 Oregon 的时候，那个教会大概也就是30-40个人。
At that time, we went to the church is about 30 or 40 people.
他们看到我们去了之后，很高兴说：“哎，来来，你们来参加侍奉。”
So when they saw us, they were very happy. They asked us to serve.
就叫我当执事。
And so asked me to be a deacon.
我才一年都不到的一个基督徒，他们就叫我们当执事了。
And I am a new Christian. It's less than 1 year.
那个时候其实我懂得也不多。
At that time, I don't know much.
但是李小飞在教会久一点。
And 小飞 has been church for a longer time.
所以我们就商量之后，我们发现，我们说我们要十一奉献。
And so after I talked to her, we decided to tithe.
那个时候我是在 Tektronix, 在 Portland, Oregon 的一个 Tektronix 公司上班。
And Brother Chu was work for a Tektronix company.
那个时候 Tektronix 的一直都生意都非常好的。
And at that time, the business is really well.
他们有一个这个福利program，就是你每个月可以把15%叫 这个15%这个钱啊去买股票。
And they have a benefit program. You can spend 15% of your earning to buy the stock.
那我们就把15%全部拿去买股票了。
So we spend 15% to buy the stock.
那我们又要10分11奉献。
And we also do the tithe.
所以每一个月都不太够。
So every month, it's barely enough.
那么，因为这个发薪水的时候是卖股票的时候，股票就哇涨。
So wherever we get the money, we get paid, that is a tie the stock going up.
但是我们需要的时候，我们要卖股票的时候，每次都跌。
But whenever we need it, we try to sell our stock, it's always went down.
但是我们还是觉得说，我们应该要十一奉献。
But we still believe we need to tie.
结果后来神就带领我们创业，我们就到纽约市，然后最后到西雅图来。
And God lead us to start our own business in New Jersey and then move back to Seattle.
这么多年下来，酸甜苦辣全部尝过。
And we experienced all different kind of experience in these years.
创业的时候，那个生意好的时候，哇，不，真的好得不得了。
And when I start my own business, when the business is good, it's really good.
那我这个 software 的995块，就1000块一个 copy。
And at that time, they make the software to sell $995 per copy.
好的时候，我们天天出去吃饭，也都好像没什么感觉。
And when the business is good, we can go out eat every day and don't feel anything.
比如说要买一个大一点东西啊，我们就是说，哦，这个5000块啊，其实只要5个 product 就回来了。
And so when we need to buy something big, like $5,000, then we say, oh, I just need to sell 5 licenses. That's it.
但是神不是光给我们财富。
But God not only give us the finance support.
神常常给我们一些锻炼。
And God also gives us some experience.
这后来这个生意不太好了。
And later on the business did not run that well.
曾经跟弟兄姐妹讲过，有一年呢，只赚了进账2000。
And one year we only made $2,000.
但是神都供应。
But God support everything.
那现在。我们其实不比大家有钱。
And now we are not wealthy as a lot of you.
但是每当我看见我这2个孙子一个孙女的时候，哇，心里很满足。
But whenever I saw my 2 grandsons and 1 granddaughter, I feel satisfied.
这3个孙子孙女就是神给我们的福分。
And these 3 grandkids are the blessing God gave to us.
去年就在这个时候。这个我跟李小飞，我们就到了这 Wyoming 去。
And about around this time last year, they went to Wyoming.
那 Wyoming 为什么要找我们去呢
？Why they asked us to go there？
因为他们有这个 Christian Economic Forum。
Because they have Christian Economic Forum.
所以这个是什么呢？就是把所有最有钱的基督徒召聚在一起。
What is this? This actually is to get all those wealthy Christians together.
在商量怎么样。把神的国度再扩张。
And the discuss is about how to expand God's kingdom.
那有一个中国来的，不，台湾来的一个弟兄，他的英文不太好。
And there is one brother from Taiwan. His English is not that well.
所以要我去翻译。
So I went over there to be a translator.
哇，那个地方真是美丽的不得了。
It's a beautiful place.
但是去了之后，才真的眼睛哇开眼界的一个地方。
And that is a place that I really opened my eyes.
看见这些基督徒他们怎么样处理他们的财务。
And I'm looking for how those Christians managing their money.
那么 Jackson Hole 呢是这个有一个国家公园叫 Grand Teton National Park.
Jackson Hole has a national park, Great Teton National Park.
那么这个是谁成立的呢
？Who established this one?
就是 John D. Rockefeller， 是洛克菲勒，很有钱的一个人。
It's from John D. Rockefeller.
有一天我们去这个 trail 走到这个石头上面。
One day we went hike and then hike to this rock.
这上面的经文，就是纪念 John D. Rockefeller， 他把这个钱奉献来，使得有这样一个 national park。
This is a note for John D. Rockefeller, and he offered this park.
那在那边呢，就这些基督徒就在想，他们应该怎么样用他们的财物，怎么样鼓励别人用他们的财物做传福音的这个工作。
So in there, all those Christians thinking about how to use their finance to support the gospel spread out.
那么我们就碰到很多的这个基督徒，其中有一个是从南非来的一对夫妇。
And we met a lot of Christians, and then there is a couple from South Africa.
那这南非夫妇他们做些什么事呢
？And what did they do?
他们就看那些这个生意这个快要倒店的这些店，他就来说，我来帮你。
And what they do is to help those businesses not running well, almost bankrupt. They help those businesses.
如果我帮你成功的话，那么你15%就归给神。
And they told those people, if I help you and when you become successful, you'll give 15% of your company to the Lord.
他就专门做这些事情。
That's what they do.
那么就是这位先生。
And that's this person.
另外一个很就是使我很impressed 的，就是有一对日本的，在巴西的日本的兄弟。
The other I'm very impressed is two brothers. Japanese brothers. They live in Brazil.
那么他们有一个公司是 privately owned.
They have a privately owned company.
是在巴西的都可能是最大的这个农耕拖拉机的这个厂。
So it's for the agricultural machines in the biggest one in Brazil.
因为他们爸爸从日本到了巴西之后，就信了耶稣，就从此开始就想怎么样做生意来奉献给神。
Because their father came from Japan to Brazil, and then he became a Christian, and he started thinking about what can he do to offer what he has to God.
那么现在已经到了第三代了。
And this is a third generation now.
他每一次开董事会的时候先祷告。
And whenever they start the board meeting, the first thing they do is praying.
他们一部分的这个利润就是来做传福音，做这些事情。
Some of the profit for this company they use for gospel.
最让我 impressed 的是一位弟兄。
And the most impressed is one brother.
他的名字叫 Raymond。
And his name is Raymond.
开这个会的时候，大部分的资这个都是他来这个提供的，这个费用什么都是他来提供的。
So for the expense for this conference, are offered by him.
那么他的公司在美国是 per employee 是产值是全最高的。
For his company, he has the highest.Productivity per employee.
在以前 Kmart 那边不是现在开了个 Walmart 吗？
In the old Kmart place in Bellevue, now become Walmart.
就是他们公司设计的。
And that was designed by his company.
所以 Walmart 是他的最大的雇主。
And Walmart is his biggest customer.
那么到了最后一天的时候，他就说：“哎，我请你们到我们这个 log cabin 吃饭。”
And so in the last day, he invited all of us to his cabin.To have a meal.
你有没有到过人家别人的 log cabin?
Have you been to other people's log cabin?
这个人的 log cabin 是个 mansion 一样，不是我们实际上去 camping 的时候那个小的 log cabin 啊。
So this is a mansion log cabin. It's not a small log cabin.
没看过这样一个 log cabin 的。
I've never seen this one before.
哦，这个人有钱的不得了。
He's very wealthy.
他们在客厅就看到 Grand Teton National Park.
And from his living room, he can see Grand Teton National Park.
这个人，我保守估计，他一定20%。
And in my conservative estimate, he over 20%.
可是神就这样祝福他。
And God bless him.
现在，比方说，大家都有这个经验哦。
So, for example, everybody has an experience.
当你孩子小的时候
，When your kids are young,
你就给他一些糖吃。
So you give him some candy.
然后完了之后，你就跟他讲说：“哎，某某某，你可不可以把这个糖给爸爸吃
？”And then you ask him or her, "Can you give the candy to me?"
这小孩不愿意的。
And kid doesn't want to.
但久而久之，他 他知道其实这个糖也是爸爸给的。
But later on they know the candy is from parents.
然后你知道爸爸是会要给他更多的福分的。
And he knows the parent will give him more blessing.
所以这个孩子啊就愿意说哦爸爸我给你这个糖吃。
If he know that then he is willing to give the candy to the father.
你知道神要 他要不要你的钱他不要的。
Do you know God doesn't need your money?
千山的牛都是耶和华的。
All those cows in the earth, in all the outfield are belong to him.
他真的不在乎你那些钱。
He really doesn't care about your money.
但是他就要试试你。
But he want to test you.
你愿不愿意听他的这个话？
Are you willing to follow his command?
十一奉献是神的命令。
Tithe is God's command.
神的命令不是来辖制我们。
And this command is not to restrict us.
神的命令是要给我要不要把更好的给我们。
And his command is to give us more.
神要我们十一奉献，让这个我们在的这个教会能够更兴旺，更能传福音。
He asks us tithe so we can help the church to deliver the gospel.
十一奉献是神要赐福给我们。
And tithe is how God bless to us.
你愿不愿意来说试试神，我来试试你。
Are you willing to test God?
我在基督教里头已经三十几年。
I have become a Christian for more than 30 years.
真是看到很多很多的例子。
I see many, many examples.
当这些基督徒他们愿意遵守神的命令，十一奉献的时候
，When Christians willing to obey God and follow His command,
神就赐福给他们。
God bless them.
不见得就是哦很好，很有钱了。
May not be from financially.
而是说神会那个真的福分，可能是钱财，可能是属灵的钱财。要赐给我们。
And it could be money and could be something spiritual. He want to give to us.
我愿意把这些跟大家分享。
And I'm willing to share this with everyone.
求神祝福每一位。
May God bless every single one of us.
对年轻的弟兄姐妹更是要跟你们说。
And for the younger brothers and sisters, this is particular for you.
当有一天你赚钱的时候。
When you start making money.
就十一奉献。
Then you start the tithe.
神就会一生一世赐福给你。
God will bless you in your whole lifetime.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, our Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们求主你借着这一段的讲道，能够真是让我们明白，你是那位丰富供应的神。
May you make us understand you are the given God through this sermon.
你要我们借着十一奉献。能够在你面前成长。
You want us to grow through the tithe.
你愿意给我们机会，让我们一起来参与那个传福音的这样的工作。
You are willing to give us opportunity to join your gospel.
求主给我们信心。
May God give us the faith.
让我们能够相信你的话。
So we can believe in your word.
让我们来试试你。
So we can test you.
看看你会把天上的窗户敞开，倾福于我们。
And let us see you open the floodgate of heaven to bless us.
求主带领真光教会。
May you lead our church.
也求主带领每一个弟兄姐妹。
May you lead all the brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。